Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that sounds crazy enough to work.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for, get this, better than 29 years. So straight up today, MMA royalty in the house, folks. Silicon Valley's Josh Thompson will be here in just a couple minutes, right? The young man going to challenge Anthony Pettis for his newly won lightweight UFC championship. Of course, Pettis stopping Benson Henderson, not for the first time, the second time, a couple of weeks ago, a fortnight ago, and capturing the UFC 155-pound title. Mr. Thompson will be in the studio in just a few minutes. So we've got boxing, mixed martial arts, the death of Muhammad Ali this past week. What? 33 years ago, October 2nd, 1980, Larry Holmes smoked him like a blunt in Las Vegas. We'll talk about that in the boxing end of the show. But straight up, we're talking MMA early, UFC, of course. Cain Velasquez, just right around the corner with Junior Dos Santos, man. The rubber match between the two heavyweights, of course. Cain losing the first one via knockout, then just annihilating Junior Dos Santos in the rematch. Just beat him like a girl. Should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat on him so bad. It was sad, seriously, for the Brazilians, because halfway through the first round, boom, this right-hand counter almost lights out for Junior Dos Santos. He never got it back. Straight up, he was a beaten man for five rounds. That's the next UFC pay-per-view main event. But straight up, Josh Thompson, the studio's here. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
I want to buy these boots. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Kate, your discount double check saved you about $150. Enough to get them.
Hey, what about me? I don't have State Farm, but insurance give me money.
Fiddly-doo, there's no gold for you.
Ooh, good luck with the leprechaun.
Really?
Kiss me.
Gross.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com to help with unexpected savings. That's getting to a better state.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V-Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline today and let the excitement begin.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You've had 60 some odd years to prepare for this moment. 60 some odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with Gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go. Fight! Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check the clock. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to say hello to all the troops out there on the American Forces Network. Of course, they just joined the iHeartRadio Network, which means like 35 more possible million listeners. Wow, I'm blown away by that. Speaking of blown away, my guest in the studio blows people away, folks. He is an incredible fighter, 20-6 now. They call him the Punk. His name is Josh Thompson. First of all, how'd you pick up the nickname the Punk?
Unfortunately, it was something that your nicknames you don't get to pick. So it's given to you by guys you train with, you know, things like that. So just growing up, I got that nickname when I was 18 years old. So here I am, 35, you know, and it seems like I need to get rid of it.
Okay. Welcome to San Francisco, man. I mean, you're from the Silicon Valley, yeah. San Jose, right?
Yeah, I'm down from South San Jose.
Is there a difference between San Jose and South San Jose? Or what?
It lets people know I live kind of towards the Morgan Hill area.
Oh, so what you're trying to say is you're uppity.
No.
You're living in those big mansions out there on the side of the highway, right down there near Gilroy, right?
I was just trying to give you perspective on where exactly I might live. No, I actually was born and raised on the east side of San Jose. I went to Mayfair and Matson Middle School, and then also went to Joseph George Middle School. So
now, wait a second. Being half Mexican and half Caucasian, that must have posed some type of problem. Because here's what's up. You're looking at a guy here who's half Norwegian and half Spanish and Portuguese, man. My mother had blonde hair, my father didn't, okay? It caused rifts. That's how I sort of got rough.
Yeah, it can. I mean, like, growing up, especially on that side, back then it was mainly Mexicans and blacks, and then now it's kind of changed into mainly Mexicans and Asians. And so I guess back then it was a little rougher to grow up in that area. I ended up moving away for high school and then coming back after. But, I mean, I lived up in northern Idaho up there where everyone was white. So, it was a difference. I went up there and I was a Mexican. But down here in California in San Jose, I was a white boy. So it depends on where you live and it doesn't matter.
Josh Thompson is our guest, folks. He will challenge, get this, the brand-new lightweight champion of the UFC. I'm talking about Anthony Pettis, the man that stopped, of course, Benson Henderson, not once, but twice, and, of course, captured the lightweight as 155-pound championship. That was just a fortnight ago. And December 14th, you get to hook up with Anthony Pettis. Talk to him about Pettis.
You know, this is a fight that Anthony and I have been talking about doing since before he fought for the title against Benson. So this was something that we were trying to get as a number one contender spot to see who was going to fight him next. He ended up getting the call because TJ Grant got hurt, so he ended up giving me the call. He ended up getting the call and fighting him for the title. He ended up capitalizing and winning the title in his hometown, Milwaukee, just recently. And obviously, this was a fight that him and I both think that the fans win on this fight, so this was something that we were like trying to push back then when it was just for the number one contender spot. Now this is such a high-prestige fight, you know, with the title on the line, makes it all worth it.
Okay. Josh Thompson is our guest, folks. The UFC lightweight challenger is horsed this at December the 14th against Anthony Pettis. But straight up, let's talk about Benson Henderson. Of course, the former lightweight champion. People were anointed him with greatness before he really had done anything. I mean, they're saying he was like going to hold his title forever and all the things like that. And he had the close call with Melendez that went split decision, could have went either way. I mean, he had a couple other close calls. I think the great Dave Meltzer thought he lost a couple of fights. What did he lack? He didn't seem to be able to put an exclamation mark on the end of fights. Do you think that was it?
I think a little bit. I think as you start, you see it too now with GSP. Some guys, you know, they think that he's lost something when in fact, you know, competition is just getting tougher. That's what it is. I felt that Benson, he didn't beat Frankie Edgar, but I did feel that he beat Gilbert Melendez. I did feel that he'd won all his other fights convincingly against Nate Diaz, you know, and some of the other guys. But I felt that his fights with Frankie, that I thought Frankie edged him out, you know. But that just lets you know how good Frankie is.
Now, we're talking about the evolution of the game. We're talking mixed martial arts, folks, mm-hmm. with UFC challenger for the lightweight championship. I'm talking about Josh Thompson taking on Anthony Pettis December 14th. Hoyce Gracie, if he was active today, he'd get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. He'd get lit like a stamp. He couldn't compete.
You already saw that when he came back and he fought Matt Hughes, and Matt Hughes just destroyed him.
Matt Hughes broke his arm.
Yeah, Matt Hughes destroyed him, was able to just dominate him from top position. And Matt looked like the jiu-jitsu black belt. I mean, it's just weird how the sport has evolved and from the times when he was doing it. And it's not to knock them, but I mean, that's a jiu-jitsu based family and everyone knows that. When they came into the UFC, this was a jiu-jitsu based sport. Basically, if you knew jiu-jitsu, you could win this sport. But now times have changed. People are more evolved. I mean, you know, stand-up guys have learned how to wrestle, you know, and wrestlers have learned how to strike. So, and everyone's learned jiu-jitsu, you know? And so then that really has put kind of a mark on the sport of how it's evolved.
Okay. Well, so Hoyce Gracie, although he's an iconic figure in the UFC, he did start 20 years ago, I believe, in December 1993. And, of course, him and Ken Shamrock and the guys like that paved the way for you.
Yes.
They did. Those guys, they started it all. I mean, back when the UFC was, like, held on Indian reservations, they didn't want to show it on TV. It was, like, barbaric, this and that. And what people don't realize, and Pedro does his homework, okay, is that from 2001 to 2006, the Nevada State Athletic Commission conducted a test, okay? And they tested every athlete in boxing and MMA. Now, the number of concussions in MMA was 2.1%. And a concussion, to the people out there that aren't medically hip, is called a brain bleed, okay? Mm-hmm. But 2.1% of the MMA fighters involved in a five-year period got concussions. 22% of the boxers got concussions. So they say, you know, people say it's barbaric. I know New York State's really trying to fight hard to keep the UFC from going to New York. It's just, I think it's the opposite. I think getting hit with bigger gloves is more punishing and time and time again than getting cracked once with a small glove.
You can tell when someone's not educated in the sport. That's the reason they give you it's barbaric or it's just too brutal for me. And I tell people, you know what? I've been doing this sport for almost 15 years now. Okay, and there's been times where I've gone through a whole 5-6 minute fight or however long the fight lasted without ever being hit. So can you say that about boxing? It doesn't happen. You have to be hit, you know. And so that lets you know that I'm taking less damage as an athlete, and I can make my career last longer. And it shows. Look at Randy Couture. Look at Dan Henderson. These guys can fight this long because they're taking less damage to their body, you know, and not only to their body but to their head.
All right, I'm glad you brought up Dan Henderson because you're going to bring up a subject that is very touching in this studio, and that is testosterone replacement therapy, man. I don't think that's cool, Josh.
I guess until there's a law against it, I mean, hey.
Josh is legalized steroids.
Don't look at me, man. I'm 35 years old, and I mean, like, last time I had my testosterone checked was blood work three fights ago. I had really low levels, but I didn't go ask for replacement therapy. But my whole thing is that people that are 41, 42 years old, and if the commission's going to allow it, then why not use it? That's up to them. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm using it. I'm just saying that is up to them until there's a ban on it, until they decide to stop it.
Josh Thompson's our guest host, the UFC lightweight challenge December 14th against champion Anthony Pettis. Now, I do have another problem. Might as well air all my gripes right now in this first segment. Fallon Fox was born a man, and she's fighting women. And I know Matt Matrione got in all kinds of trouble because he said some crazy stuff about it on the internet. But the bottom line is, you know, I used to work in a place called Project Open Hand here in San Francisco, mm-hmm. where we fed AIDS patients. We had a lot of transgender clients, right? So I polled every transgender client that came in that place for a three-week period on whether they thought that a man that took the female hormone replacement and all that kind of stuff should fight women. And they all said no. What do you think?
That's not my place to think on that subject.
Josh sitting on the fence. Josh Thompson on the fence.
My personal opinion is that, you know, the commissions and everyone has regulated that, and that's just something for them to handle. And if the commissions are okay with it and the organization's okay with it and they allow it to happen, that's their business. That's their business.
You know, for a guy that's nicknamed the Punk, folks, he's very PC. I'm talking about politically correct. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And guess what? Josh Thompson is going to talk some boxing a little bit later in tonight's show as well. But, of course, straight up, we're talking MMA and the UFC. Of course, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. They're back on Fox Sports 1, this new channel. It used to be the Speed Channel. People wondered, what the hell is the Speed Channel? Well, now, what the hell is Fox Sports 1? But they're doing pretty good numbers on that. Not nothing like FX cable, but straight up doing good numbers. UFC is rocking and rolling in 2013. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 29 years, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves.
Get so confident, there's nothing you want to know. Cause by the time you do your thing, then you got to blow. You know you got what it takes to be the untold one.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No. It's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
Ooh. Che, Make it 25, make it 26 minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with the godfather of soul, James Brown. You guys know I got to meet him back around 2000 thanks to Brent Carter, my buddies at Tower of Power. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We air twice weekends, Saturday 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour as we are right now, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, and then Sunday we go for 2 hours, the Grand Slam, I call it, the finale, call it what you want, 2 hour show, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The first hour is all about boxing, second hour is all about mixed martial arts. We're talking MMA right now with UFC challenger, title challenger for December 14th, and Anthony Pettis. Anthony Pettis just won his title a couple of weeks ago against Benson Henderson, and guess what? He's back in the frying pan December the 14th when he takes on my current guest, Josh Thompson. Now, Josh, we covered a lot of things. We'll get to boxing in just a minute. But I want to talk pound for pound guys right now. Pound for pound. Who is the best fighter pound for pound in MMA right now?
I feel like it's George St. Pierre.
Still?
Yep, still. I feel that the reason why, even before when Anderson was winning, I feel that it was always GSP. GSP has had a product of a tough weight class. I feel that Anderson's had the product of a weak weight class. Kind of the Roy Jones Jr. type thing where the weight classes he was in were never really the strongest. A lot of the guys at 185 that he fought, a lot of them dropped to 170. That lets you know that they're already not big 185 pounders.
Okay, let's talk about this pound for pound stuff because I'm a little upset with the UFC here because they've got people like Chris Weidman ranked number 9th. I can't figure that out. Anderson Silva's ranked number 3. Let's go through it. Number 1 is John Jones. Number 2, GSP. Number 3, Jose Aldo. Number 4, Anderson Silva. Number 5, Cain Velasquez. How can you rate Anderson Silva, who just got knocked out, dead? How can you rate him over Cain Velasquez, who's never lost a minute of a fight, except for that one punch knockout against Junior Dos Santos?
Yeah.
But think about it. He's never lost a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it really comes, I think, in the fashion that Anderson lost. I mean, he lost by showboating. He lost by just the being, you know, arrogant and cocky, and it cost him his title, and it cost him his position at the top of the pound-for-pound rankings. But I also feel that GSP, who has never really been in a whole lot of trouble, it seems like he dominates the welterweight division, and he's always dominated the welterweight. He's had one loss to Matt Serra, way back when? I can't remember how long ago it was. But, I mean, I honestly feel that he's had the product of a really tough division, from Johnny Hendricks to John Fitch, Koscheck, all those guys. I mean, those guys are known for being tough fights for everybody. Doesn't matter who you are. Great wrestling, great submissions, all those type of things. Anderson is a product of a very weak weight class. You know, and don't get me wrong. Do I think he's good? Yes. But the guys that he's fought at the 205 division, you know, I mean, Forrest Griffin will tell you, he's like, I can't crack an egg with my punch. Those are guys that there's nothing there to fear, you know. And so I think he felt comfortable fighting those guys. I think if you bring him up to 205 and have him fight a top guy, I think that he'll have a tough time.
Well, you know, the fact that he's ranked, Chris Weidman's ranked number 9th. I'll go through the rest of the list there. Cain's number 5. Renan Borrell's number 6. Demetrius Johnson, the flyweight champion, super fly, 125 pounds, number 7. Anthony Pettis, number 8. You're mm-hmm. a champion. You'll be taking on December 14th. Chris Weidman, number 9, and Benson Henderson, number 10. Is this a political list, or is Dana White doing his favorites here, or what?
You know, I really couldn't tell you how the brackets are all broken, how they do the rankings. I can't tell you. But I do know that, hey, if Pettis is ranked higher than Weidman, I guess after I beat Pettis, I'll be ranked higher than Weidman. Makes me feel good.
That's a little all right. But, you know, when you take out supposedly the top guy in the game and the guy's ranked over you, I just don't get that. I mean, I won 4 Golden Glove titles, and I couldn't imagine the guy coming in second being ranked better than me.
I really can't. Like I said, I can't answer that question. But I can say that it is a little disheartening, I think, especially from his point of view, that he just knocked out the number 1 pound for pound guy, and he's only in the top 10, and he's barely in the top 10. I would like to see him probably ahead of like Henan Barao and ahead of, you know, Demetrius Johnson and those guys. He did supposedly knock out the number 1 guy, you know, in pound for pound. But I still hold the GSPs of the pound for pound.
Josh Thompson is our guest, folks. World rank lightweight, of course, that's 155 pounds. He doesn't look like he's close to 155 pounds right now. Maybe more like 160, 165. Yeah, right. Anyway, the bottom line is, let's go to the Ring Talk phone lines. Let's take it to Las Vegas, bring in Dan. Dan, say hello to Josh Thompson.
Hey, Josh. How you doing, man? You're a good fighter. It's always good to watch you. My two questions are, number one, what do you think is the main thing that you need to do to beat Pettis? And the other thing is, you know, when you're facing a fighter like a Nate Diaz, who taunts in the ring, what's going through your mind to try to, like, stay calm and you know, stay in your focus, you know, your mindset.
So the main thing with the Nate Diaz fight, I'll answer that one first. The Nate Diaz fight was, I actually brought in sparring partners that would give me a hard time like that, give me the taunting, because it's actually, to be honest, it's more of a, I had to prepare mentally more against my training partners that were taunting me and trying to show off. It would frustrate me more. So when I got in there and he started doing that, I was very well prepared for it. Didn't let it get to me. I had to stick to my game plan. I also knew that the way to beat Nate was to not let him get into your skin, not get coaxed into like a brawl. And if you get into a brawl with him, he's gonna beat you. That's how they win their fights. So that was basically the way that I figured I would beat that. As far as the Pettis fight is, I've got to mix up the fight. I've got to make this an MMA fight. I've got to take him down. I've got to out grapple him. I've got to stay on the feet. To think that I'm going to go out there and just shoot and shoot and shoot, it's just not logical. I mean, he's going to stop the takedown. He's going to make me work twice as hard. I'm going to put more pressure on myself. I've got to stand with him. And everybody was giving me a hard time before the Nate Diaz fight. Oh, you're this, you're that. You're never going to stand with Nate. The whole fight was on the feet, you know, and we had prepared for the whole fight to be on the feet. You know, I mean, we also thought about clinching and mixing it up and getting the takedowns and those type of things too. But once we realized that I was way faster than Nate on the feet, we just kept the fight on the feet. So you find out things in the ring that you don't realize are going to happen. Like I didn't think I'd be that much faster than Nate once we got in the ring, but everything seemed like it was coming at me slow motion. So when that happened, we just decided, hey, there really is no reason to get the takedowns. We don't need to anymore. We don't even need to try for them. Let's just, let's just keep doing what we're doing and we'll make it work. And look, it worked to my benefit. So those type of things is what I'm looking to do with Anthony. I'm going to figure him out in a little bit in the ring, but I also am preparing to make sure that I have to mix it up from the wrestling to the takedowns to the stand-up, you know, to everything. I mean, I'm going to mix this fight up, and that's the only way to beat him. You can't just go in there with just the mentality of just standing or just trying to shoot and take him down the whole time. Otherwise, you're going to get stuffed.
Anything else, Dan?
All right, no, thanks for taking my call, and good luck December 14th.
Hey, man, thanks for the support.
And don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. That's Dan from Las Vegas listening in Sin City. Man, I used to commute down there every weekend and do a show at the Imperial Palace Hotel. To commute to Vegas every weekend, everybody thinks, like, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You do it for 5 or 6 years, it's not so cool anymore. And I was on, like, the 11:45 flight out of town every Saturday night. Either that or I stayed home in the hotel and watched the Rockford Files on TV. I mean, that's what my life was like. Everybody's thinking, you're going to Vegas, you're meeting Engelbert Humperdinck. You're like, no, I'm not doing all these things, man. I'm just, like, going there and doing my show, and I want to get the hell out of town because it's overrated.
Yeah.
Vastly overrated, right?
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about Vegas. Okay. It's way overrated.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, okay? Now, we've got this Ben Askren, and I want to bring this guy up. He's a Bellator fighter. He's a welterweight fighter. He's a great, great wrestler, man. I mean, I think he can compete with GSP.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, his wrestling is, I think, possibly the second best wrestling in the sport. I mean, obviously, I'm biased to Daniel Cormier, but if you listen to the two of them sit and talk in the same room, they'll say that each one of them is the best. But I got to say, he's the second best guy, the second best wrestler in the sport right now. And I think there is a good chance that he could out wrestle GSP. But like I said, GSP is an MMA guy, and he knows that he can stop a takedown. If he can stop a takedown, then, you know, if he makes Ben keep working for the takedowns, the striking's just going to open up. So during that process, there's a good chance that GSP could beat him. I like Ben's odds. I think Ben's going to be a great splash in the UFC, especially if he comes over, but we'll figure that all out, I guess, in the next couple weeks.
I guess we will, because there's contract talks going on as we speak, right?
Well, yeah, there's contract talks, from what I understand, that's going on right now, and there's a waiting period as well that, you know, no one can talk to him, I guess, right now, but as soon as that's done, I could definitely see Ben coming over to the UFC.
Okay, we're going to talk boxing a little bit, but are you surprised that so many guys have taken on boxing per se? I mean, Cain Velasquez, he beat Junior Dos Santos with boxing 101. Mm-hmm. Chris Weidman knocked Anderson Silva into another time zone with boxing 101. All of a sudden, boxing started to play a bigger role in MMA.
Well, because I think wrestling played such a big role in MMA. The reason being is that people have got away from the kicking, except for Pettis. I mean, a lot of people have got away from the kicking because it's so easy to be taken down off the kicks, catching kicks and getting the takedowns off of kicks. So people have fine-tuned their wrestling enough to stop the basic, you know, double leg, single leg takedowns, and they've made it easier just by boxing. So if I'm just boxing and I'm not throwing kicks, then all I have to do is just basic, you know, wrestling defense 1-on-1 is just stopping the double leg, you know, single legs.
Josh Thompson's our guest, folks. UFC 164? Is that what it's going to be? UFC 164?
No, UFC on Fox.
UFC on Fox?
Yeah, UFC on Fox 9.
You and Pettis will be on Fox TV?
Yes, we'll be on Fox. Free TV, baby.
Well, you know, that's even better because that exposes you to a wider audience. In fact, I think the biggest mistake that Dana White has ever made in his life, the biggest, not cussing me out that one time, but he cusses everybody out, but not putting Ronda Rousey on Fox TV first. He should have put her on free TV, let the world see this fabulous woman that she could fight.
She's on free TV right now. You can watch her on The Ultimate Fighter. She's on free TV right now. Make sure you tune into that.
Yeah, right. She is the coach, her and Misha Tate. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, little East Bay Soul with Greg Adams taking us a break. Well, stick around with Josh Thompson for a little bit. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network.
Here's what's going on around the track. Powered by Shell V-Power Gasoline. Mark Marquez Spanish Racer makes winning look easy in America. The 20-year-old rookie took the lead Sunday with a nifty inside pass midway through the Indianapolis Moto Grand Prix. Saved his wobbly bike two turns later and then pulled away from the pack for a three-second victory. Keep the pedal to the metal and both hands on the wheel. This is Around the Track. Powered by Shell V-Power Gasoline.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with... Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system. Introducing Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides therapeutic levels of premium vitamin D doctors recommend we need every day. Stop wasting your money on pills and get with the spray. Try Bio-D Supreme today.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
Oh, must have been a beauty.
Then my boy is harmonized here. That is the mighty Tower of Power, folks. Happy about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of MMA and boxing. We're talking MMA with UFC lightweight challenger Anthony Pettis. Josh Thompson will take on champion Anthony Pettis December 14th on Fox TV. Now, this is a free audience. People are going to be able to watch it. I mean, this is like, he'll be like, there's more people watching this fight on Fox than any pay-per-view event.
Even though this is on Fox in Sacramento at the match.
The old Arco Arena.
Yeah, the old Arco Arena. You know, even though it's there, make sure I tell everybody that even though it's free on TV, if you can take your kid to an actual live event, a UFC live event, just the feeling in the arena is amazing.
It's a rock concert almost. Yes. And what people don't realize in boxing, just doesn't get it. I mean, they've got people sitting around sitting on their hands for like 25, 30 minutes between fights, picking their nose. The work girlfriends are bored, the whole nine yards. UFC's got it rolling. If they haven't got a fight in the ring, they got something up on the screen.
Yep, there's always something going on. And I've tried to tell people, like, even though it is a fighting sport, a combative sport, taking your kids to events like this is definitely something. Just the feeling, the aura. I remember when I went to go watch my very first like pro wrestling back then when I was a kid, like 6-7 years old, the Arco Arena. It was amazing, you know. And
Patterson.
What?
Pat Patterson days. You go back that far?
No. What's it called? Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff. WWE thing.
WWE. Yep. So, and it's, you know what?
Mr. Wonderful.
Exactly. I was just telling someone the other day, I was like, you know what? I went to my very first WWE wrestling event when I was a kid, and my dad took me. I didn't realize all the stuff that goes on before, like the prelims, basically, for this was like they had midget people fighting and wrestling. They had like they had a whole like set of things that you never see on TV, that something the kids could enjoy.
Josh Thompson's our guest, folks, a UFC fighter, of course, and we're talking boxing, professional wrestling. And speaking of professional wrestling, you know, believe it or not, their market's gone down because the UFC's gone up. People don't want to see fake wrestling anymore. You know, they just don't want to see it.
Well, it goes the same with boxing, though. Their market's gone down as well since the UFC's come into play.
True, but I think boxing has a lot to do with it. It's called self-suicide. And let's talk about the decision the other night between Julio Cesar Chavez, of course, and Brian Vera. Brian Vera licked him like a stamp. Okay, if it wasn't 8 rounds of 2, it was 7 rounds of 3. And guess what? And if it was 8 rounds of 2, if I had it 8-2, Josh, and the other judge had it 8-2 for the other guy, that's 16 points off. You trying to tell me that she was 16 points off? What kind of crap is that?
So for me, look, I look at the Pacquiao-Bradley fight, and I say, look, the rounds, because neither one of them really did a whole lot, the rounds were kind of close. I could kind of see how a round went here and a round went there. But this fight was blatantly, you almost saw it all happen. You saw it coming up. Like, they're going to give it to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. You just knew it was going to happen. But he literally lost it. He seriously lost the fight.
He should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. I mean, let's be honest. Hey, wait. First, he canceled the fight for 3 weeks, said he had a cut. The cut was non-existent. He had weight problems, okay? Then the fight was set for 165. So he comes in, and they give him an 8-pound weight advantage. You let him come in at 173. HBO, you know, they're paying the bills, right? HBO's to blame here.
They changed the weight, I think, 3 times for him for this fight. And even to the night before the fight, basically the day of weigh-ins, they changed it. No, we're coming in at 173. Unbelievable. Now, look, I can understand if he would have went out there and just crushed the guy. I wouldn't have condoned that. But, okay, look, maybe whatever his reasons were, he went out there and smashed the guy, and then he won. Now you move on. But he went out there, and he looked gassed in the second and third round. He looked like he was already tired. By the fifth round, he was throwing, say, maybe 10 punches a round. You know, and how do you expect to win a fight with only throwing 10 punches a round?
You know, what people don't realize, and some of my listeners out there do realize, others don't, but here's your little education, little boxing MMA 101. A fight, beat up if it's a 5-round fight, a 10-round fight, or a 3-round fight, there are 3 mini fights. Okay, and each one is a fight. And if you win the majority of the mini fights, you've won the fight. And you don't land a punch here in one round and a punch in another round and say, hey, we're going to give the guy the fight. I mean, he landed like a third of what Pettis landed, a third of what Brian Vera landed in there. Brian Vera was like all over him, man. And Brian Vera's not, listen, no knock on Brian Vera, but Brian Vera's no Marvin Hagler.
No, here's the thing is I said, the reason why I guess Vera just didn't have the punching power because
of the weight.
Junior came in so heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, Vera was already making weight, you know, I mean, 2 weeks before that was cutting down. He's never weighed, he was saying afterwards, I've never weighed 173 in my life. He's like, so basically I could have just done my whole camp without having to try to lose any weight.
They messed with him so much, he was in training camp for 16 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, you should have known from there that you're going against a guy. They should have just changed opponents, to be honest. I mean, because then they would have had a better chance of, you know, bringing in someone that wasn't as in good a shape. You know, because Vera came in with a mission like, no, they're trying to get out of this fight because he's lazy. He's, you know, he's definitely not like his father. He's definitely doesn't have the work ethic of his father. And I think he's been fed that off of a silver spoon his whole life, and it showed in his performance. All the little things that he is being handed, you know, the big HBO contract, you know, the big, you know, headlining shows. It's all because of his dad. It's not be, I mean, don't get me wrong. I was impressed with him in the beginning, being young and up and coming, and you could tell there was some work. Now, you can just see the arrogance on his face, and it drives me nuts to see someone throw and, I guess, I piss away that much of talent.
Well, you know what? Forget the waste of talent, man. The fact that, you know, you've got people sitting there watching on television, and they're saying to themselves, who am I supposed to believe, my eyes or those lying judges? I mean, that's basically where it boils down to. And if MMA ends up coming up with these horrid decisions, much like boxing does, the fan base will start to dissipate as well. Because I got news for you, man. People don't want to see BS. People want to see the guy that won win.
Here's the thing: is in MMA, there's more room for human error, only based on how much credit do you give a takedown? How much credit do you give arm or submission attempts? How much credit do you give stand-ups, big punches, or just pushing the pace on somebody being in their grill? Whereas with boxing, you have the guy who throws one big punch, you know, versus just the guy who throws a bunch of punches and the guy who pushes the pace. How do you misjudge that? I mean, I understand when rounds are close, like the Pacquiao-Bradley fight. To me, those rounds were close. I had Bradley winning by one round. That's it. But with this fight, it was evident that he was only throwing 7 to 10 punches a round, and he was still, you know, he was getting outworked from the third round on.
Outworked, out-hustled, out-boxed, even out-punched. It was incredible. A great performance for Brian Vera. Of course, Brian Vera now, he's going to get a rematch. But I'll try to bring you back in boxing history, because Jeff Fennec lost to Azuma Nelson in Las Vegas. I think maybe they called it a draw. But Jeff Fennec was from Australia. He beat the snot out of Azuma Nelson that night. I don't care if Azuma was sick or whatever, but he beat the snot out of him. It wasn't even close, okay? So he got robbed, and he never recovered psychologically. In other words, they fought again like 6 months later down in Australia, and Azuma Nelson ends up knocking out Jeff Fennec. Jeff Fennec had never partied before. He never did blow before. He never got high before. He never anything. But after that psychological beating that he took, because that's what that is. Because I've been in fights, and I'm sure you have too. I mean, you kicked a snot out of somebody for 3 or 4 rounds. You say to yourself, man, I got this fight in the bag. And then they raise the other guy's hand. I mean, good Christ. And there's nothing worse than that. It's sort of like playing blackjack, having a 21 and some guy beating you with 16.
Well, Bradley talked about it after the Pacquiao fight. He's like, even though I won, I came home. He's like, I wish I would have never won that fight. Mentally and psychologically, people were telling him that you stole the fight. You're a crook. You're a thief. When it wasn't him, it was the judges. You know, as a fighter, it's not up to you. All you can say is, this is what I tell fighters. This is for me, honestly, is I get irritated with fighters who, after they're in the ring and they're doing interviews, they're like, oh, yeah, I felt like I dominated the fight. They say, you just got your butt kicked for 12 rounds. Be honest with yourself. Like, I understand if you're like, hey, I have to go back and watch the tape and da-da-da, but you be honest with yourself. Be honest with the fans. Tell them, look, I lost this fight, and I don't know what the judges went my way, but hey, I lost this fight. These guys don't do it. Boxing is the worst.
The worst. It is a red light sport of it is a red light district of sports. I mean, CJ Ross, the female judge who had Pacquiao losing to Tim Bradley by a couple of points for a couple other fights that she was involved with that were very controversial, but she had the Floyd Mayweather Saul Alvarez fight even, and I called it a shutout.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, I had a 12-zip, and I was like, I was trying to give the other guy a round.
Yep.
You know, when you get to, like, you get, like, 10 down, you say, well, I'll try to give the guy a round. I couldn't give him a round.
Yeah, I think I actually gave Alvarez the second round. I think that was it. And I wanted Alvarez to win. I mean, I was rooting for him. I wanted, you know, the Mexican in me is rooting for the Mexican, but it just there was no way I could do it. You know, I mean, that was it. I mean, he got outboxed.
Well, they call him the Canelo or the Cantaloupe, but the bottom line is he was about as green as guacamole.
Cinnamon, baby.
Cinnamon, whatever color it here. Josh Thompson's our guest, folks. Of course, he goes to the post, man. This is for the lightweight championship. December the 14th.
Yeah, tickets go on sale on Friday on Ticketmaster, so if you can, check them out. And prices are real reasonable during the holiday season, making sure that we can get everyone in there with their kids and family and everything like that to come support.
I'm going to tell you like this. When the Arco Arena rocks for MMA, or when they rock for like Tony the Tiger Lopez, when he used to fight up there, he was like their champion for a long time. The Arco Arena is an unbelievable venue, man. The people come together there. There's families there. Everybody's there. And as I said, that rock concert atmosphere is going on. But, like, if the California Kid's going to be on the card, is he going to be on the card?
Yeah, Uriah Faber's on the card. Chad Mendes on the card. You also have a great fight with Carlos Condit and Matt Brown. That's going to be the opener, man. I mean, that right there to me is going to be the barn burner of the night, I think, right there. What a great fight. Michael McDonald's fighting Uriah Faber. Great fight. If Michael McDonald can stop that takedown, you're going to see a great fight on the feet. It's going to be amazing. Plus, of course, the main event.
I thought Michael McDonald was going to be a beast, and I saw one of his recent fights, and I wasn't all that impressed with him. So I guess Uriah Faber is going to go in there the crowd favorite. Will he be the betting favorite?
I think he'll have a slight betting favorite just based on the wrestling, also hometown advantage. I think the betting odds will probably give it to Uriah.
Okay, let's talk about the Ultimate Fighter. This is sort of like brought the MMA world into existence. I mean, it really has. People laughed when it was on FX, on Spike TV. Oh, come on. But guess what, man? That launched a brand.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I tell people is, you know, the UFC, when it was basically shut down, Dana Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Joe Silva, they built this thing from the ground up. I mean, have you guys heard that song, you know, we started from the bottom, now we're here. That's really what happened. I mean, this organization, they took it over. I mean, and they took it to where we are now. I mean, when I was fighting for them back in 2000, there was 5 shows a year. You know, so when you went from there, I mean, from there, and then I left in 2004, and now I'm coming back. There's 5 shows a month. I mean, that's how much that they've done for this sport in the last 10 years.
And they're doing stuff in India, in the UK, in Australia. There's all these Ultimate Fighter shows from around the world involving individual countries. I mean, before you know it, man, I'm telling you, listen, I remember when the UFC was losing money, lost $33 million to start off with. People were saying maybe Lorenzo and them should sell it for like $35 or $40 million or $50 million and get their money and get out. Now it's worth over $1.8 billion.
What we talked about this was that, you know what? They did it the right way. And the reason why they did it the right way, they went back to the commission and talked to the commission and said, look, what do we need to do to legitimize this sport? And that's what they did. They worked with every commission they could possibly, and some are still fighting them. Look at the New York commission. They're still fighting them tooth and nail.
That's a union thing. The culinary union in New York is very strong. And of course, the Fertittas own these station casinos in Las Vegas, which are non-union casinos, but their employees seem to be happy, so I got no problem with that. But the bottom line is, this is a union thing. And I saw some federal judge, they said that, yes, the UFC can fight in New York City. So I expect an event at MSG.
That's what we're definitely hoping for that. But what I'm trying to say is that they went about it the right way. They basically approached each commission, you know, with a plan and a packet on, hey, how can we get this sport legalized for the safety of our fighters? And like you were saying earlier, is that you did the comparison between boxing and MMA and who's taking more damage. Don't tell me that my sport's brutal. You want to know why? Because I'm taking less damage than the average boxer. That guy's in there taking punches to the head 12 rounds. Me, I have a chance to grab you, hold you, take you down, avoid getting hit, do whatever I can, risk control, those type of things to avoid taking shots. I mean, that's why I think the longevity of the guys that are in the sport now, 41, 42, 48, whatever your zone, Herschel Walker, guys like that can come in and do this sport because they know the longevity and they can fight for years.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck December 14th, man. This is for the title. This is for all the marbles. Anthony Pettis, Sacramento, California. I'll be there. Josh Thompson, great to have you in the studio. And this young lady's name is what again? Mora. Beautiful Mora, man. You get to travel with beauty.
Hey, you know, the UFC always sends out the best ones to take care of us. And, you know, just want to make sure that everyone knows tickets go on sale on Friday. Get through Ticketmaster. And if you get an opportunity, follow me on Twitter, @TheRealPunk.
Maura Welps in the studio as well. Josh Thompson, I thank you both for coming in. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hell. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 58 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday version, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline broadcast. And, of course, we are Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, and then Sundays for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Straight up, man, 33 years. I can't believe it's October 2nd, 1980, since Muhammad Ali was basically defeated and dethroned and, like, killed as a fighter by a 31-0 Larry Holmes in Las Vegas. 33 years, time does fly, no question about that. Tonight, of course, Vladimir Klitschko, the world heavyweight champion, 1996 Olympic gold medalist, 60-3, 50 whacks, that's right, 50 KOs, taking on undefeated fellow Russian Alexander Povetkin. Guess what? You know who's going to make the big headlines here? Vladimir Putin. He's going to be the guy. He's going to be the star of the show. Vladimir Klitschko is going to do his thing, but Putin's going to step in there and probably do his thing as well. But the bottom line is, it'll be a sold-out Olympic stadium in Moscow, Russia. You got to figure 65,000 people. This fight will rock. It'll be on various cable networks on the internet. Check it out. I want to thank my man, Josh Thompson of the UFC. I want to thank Maura for bringing him in here as well, the PR lady. Man, we had a wonderful show. I thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but don't forget, Ring Talk here is Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect.